At 18, you don't expect to be in a war, let alone lose it, and have to escape because the borders have been redrawn. That is exactly what Lydia Emke experienced in 1945 when the Russians marched into Danzig and a defeated Germany. How does one develop an indomitable spirit? Here is how. Celebrating her 95th birthday, here in Midland, home since 1968, this young at heart woman might be called a survivor. However, she refuses to see herself as a victim, and this is what makes her special. Not yet out of her teenage years, she witnessed unimaginable horrors, and these experiences formed her. Danzig fell in March 1945. With a father on the Russian campaign, then work camp and dead at 48. That fact was not known until 1997 when the Red Cross contacted a relation in Germany after Glasnost. These experiences shaped her in ways we cannot understand. The ship sailed March 23, 1945 from Danzig across the Baltic, then, hit by a torpedo, it limped into Copenhagen harbor to safety. Lydia, her mum and brothers remained in refugee camps for 3.5 years after that rough landing. Finally in September 1948, they boarded a ship bound for Germany and home to Lübeck. Marriage to the love of her life Gerhard in 1953, emigrated to Canada in 1957 and worked with the Frank Cortright family, caring for their estate in Shanty Bay. Lucky landing for German immigrants in 1957. Gerhard cared for the property and Lydia the house. Later, a move to Midland and King Street, their house set in an apple orchard. The trees are still yielding and gathering in the fall. She worked at Rahlfoto for many years and had many fond memories there. Lydia's children Mark, Frank and Victoria all went to MSS. Still in her own home and as indomitable as ever, Lydia writes on her laptop, is on FB, volunteers at Askinania, attends concerts and has a worldwide network. They likely have a hard time keeping up with her. Knowing the charming subject of my sketch, I might add that Lydia retains the graciousness of what we most admire about the Europeans, their strength of character, indomitable spirit and old-world charm. Happy birthday, Lydia. Renee Hackstetter, April 14, 2022.